Who is the greatest I beg to differ debater? We've had 4 tournaments and crowned 4 champions.
My name is Samita Kaushik.
My name is Ruth Okorocha.
My name is Dawa Jessa.
My name is Fibia Chibdu.
We've had 4 runners-up who gave them a run for the 1 million naira.
My name is Nadi Emanuela Amarachi.
I'm Deborah Pamza.
My name is Hamid Olerojan.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
We've had other great debaters who wowed Lagos.
My name is Obuna Uchaguzi.
I'm Oladipo Ramadan Alayi.
I am Musa Likula.
My name is Oladipo Olashe.
So to crown the best of the best...
Well, I believe you could have...
You think so?
And answer all your who would beat who questions? We're bringing them all back. One winner, 2 million. It's the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions. From Monday, March 20th to Monday, April 24th, the 12 best secondary school debaters from all 4 editions will battle for all the bragging rights. Airing weekdays at 4, join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM, and later on Wazobia Max TV. This tournament is brought to you by Paystack in association with Sunu Assurances, supported by OBBC.com, RLG Communications, Stovia Industries, Just Delight Non-Dairy Ice Cream, and Wazobia Max TV.
It's week 2 of the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions. This is the next level of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. We've brought back the best of the best secondary school debaters from the first 4 tournaments. Champions, runners-up, and impressive performers. The battle to get into the quarterfinals is heating up. Yesterday, Deborah Pamzat booked her place in the last 8 by beating Chiagozie Isidore Obonna Ugo. That particular debate is still available if you want to watch it. That result also put Tamvita Kaushik in the quarterfinal from Group A. It's Tuesday, so we are back in Group B again. Remember, we've got 4 groups of 3 debaters each. The top 2 from each group will move on to the knockout rounds. 12 group stage matches, 4 quarterfinals, 2 semifinals, 1 final. 1 winner, 2 million naira. Yes, I keep saying we've doubled the prize money so that we can lure the past champions out of retirement. Best way, win 1 million. You have to make it worth their while. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Paystack is our headline sponsor. Paystack helps businesses accept online and offline payments from international and local customers. They also have a POS called Terminal. Terminal lets customers pay you in person, by car, bank transfers, and USSD. Sunu Assurances is our associate sponsor. Sunu says, you pick your way, we take your risk. They provide motor insurance, marine insurance, fire insurance, house owner and householder insurance, and so much more. For more information, you can visit their website, www.sunuassurancesnigeria.com. Sunu Assurances Nigeria. OBBC.com has prizes for all our debaters. OBBC.com is Nigeria's home of brand new and pre-owned gadgets with warranty. So they've provided 12 smartwatches for our 12 debaters. They're currently in their goodie bags. Their Instagram handle is at OBWEZY. OBWEZY is spelled OBIWEZY. That's all small letters, that way you don't get scammed. OBWEZY has a laptop for whoever becomes the champion of champions at the end of this tournament. RLG also has tablets for every quarter finalist. RLG is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer based in Ilesha, Osun State. They manufacture laptops, desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and yes, tablets. The I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions is also supported by Stover Industries Limited. Stover Industries makes Swiss flower air fresheners and Swiss beauty and body care products. They are located at 1719 Oshokpe Plaza, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. We also have support from Just Delight Non-Dairy Ice Cream. Just Delight is Nigeria's plant-based ice cream. If you're lactose intolerant, Just Delight says this is the ice cream for you. And they're providing ice cream to our debaters today. So, you know, if you win, great. If you lose, great. If you draw, great. Either way, you're going to get refreshment from Just Delight. Now that you've met our partners, Lagos, let's debate. Like I said, today's debate is the second debate for Group B. So let me introduce the judges. Our first judge is one of the judges from the first two editions. So November 2021 and March 2022. And he's rejoining us for the Tournament of Champions. He is an accountant in South Africa. Ronaldo Siebo, welcome to the Tournament of Champions. Our second judge is one of our regulars here on I Beg to Differ, joining us from Canada. Legal practitioner Adenike Arobonlo. Our third judge is a doctor in the United Kingdom, Dr. Nduka Zuchi. And our fourth judge is our chief judge on I Beg to Differ. He's a real life chief, he's a product manager by day, Chief Andy Oboforibo. Now that you've met the judges and the sponsors, let's introduce our debaters. Lagos, here is our first debater. He's the second seed here in Group B. He was runner-up in the May 2022 edition and a quarter-finalist in the November 2021 edition. Hamid Olarewaju, welcome to the Tournament of Champions.
Thank you, Ma.
Our second debater, you've already met her last week. You met her the first time in 2021 and she won in March 2022. She's the number one seed here in Group A, and this is her second match in this tournament. Ruth Okorocha, welcome back to the Tournament of Champions. All right, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again, and this is for the benefit of Lagos. Now, I'll give you a topic. One of you will be in support, one of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. Then you'll each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. And finally, you'll get another 3 minutes for closing arguments. The clock is the clock. Once it starts, I will not pause it until the 3 minutes are up. The judges will score all rounds based on number, quality, originality, of unique points made. If you repeat a point, no matter how eloquently you repeat it, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation if you want to win. Number of your opponent's points that you address during the rebuttal round, very important. The strength of your rebuttal of each point determines who wins. Since this is group stage, if your scores are tied, there will not be a tiebreaker round. The debate is a draw. After all the group stage matches, the two debaters with the most wins go through to the quarterfinals. Where we have two debaters with the same number of wins, the number of draws will be used to break the tie and decide who moves on to the quarterfinals. Now, we're going to get into all of that, but today, let's talk about this particular debate. You already know your topic. Traditional rulers have outlived their purpose. Traditional rulers have outlived their purpose. Now let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. You take a look. There's an actual head and there's an actual tail. So it's not a false coin. Head and tail. Ruth, because you are our top seed in your group, you will decide heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, you'll oppose the motion. Call it?
Tails.
Tails. All right. Heads it is. So we've got heads here, which means that you will oppose that traditional rulers have outlived their purpose. And Hamid Olarewaju, who, by the way, his first name is Olarewaju and his surname is Hamid. I just learned that. But, you know, when the applications come in, their applications come in with their, there's no differentiation, which is a surname and which is a first name. So I've always called him Hamid. My apologies. His name is Olarewaju. All right. So he will support that traditional rulers have outlived their purpose. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, Lagos, it will be time for round one of today's episode of the Tournament of Champions.
Some are calling Group B the Group of Death at the Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions.
Hamid Olarinwaju is a past quarter finalist and finalist and has only ever been beaten by champions. He wants revenge against Tanvita Kaushik and Esther Bawaji, but first, he must make it out of this group. Redemption is also calling for Ramadan Oladipupo, the people's champion, beaten in a controversial semi-final. He's here to prove that maybe he should have been in this group as an actual champion. But that title belongs to Ruth Okorocha. She beat the debater who beat Ramadan. Can she beat him too? Find out this March at the Ibek to Differ Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV.
Are you a business owner who's looking to boost sales? Check out Paystack Terminal. Paystack Terminal is a POS that helps you accept payments in multiple ways, including ATM cards, bank transfers, and USSD. Additionally, you can track sales in real time on your phone, even if you have multiple terminals in multiple stores. Paystack Terminal also comes with a global SIM card and fast Wi-Fi, so you never have to say the words, no network, and your customers never have to wait to confirm payments. What's more, you can connect Terminal to your existing POS systems, split your payouts into multiple bank accounts, do easy end-of-day accounting, and so much more. Paystack Terminal is the smart choice for ambitious businesses of all sizes. Visit paystack.com/beg-to-differ to get yours. Again, that's paystack.com/beg-to-differ.
Some are calling Group B the Group of Death at the Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions. Hamid Olarinwaju is a past quarter finalist and finalist and has only ever been beaten by champions. He wants revenge against Tanvita Kaushik and Esther Bawaji, but first, he must make it out of this group. Redemption is also calling for Ramadan Oladipupo, the people's champion, beaten in a controversial semi-final. He's here to prove that maybe he should have been in this group as an actual champion. But that title belongs to Ruth Okorocha. She beat the debater who beat Ramadan. Can she beat him too? Find out this March at the Ibek to Differ Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV.
All right, time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, Olarinwaju Hamid, and then we'll go to the motion opposer. Olarinwaju, your 3 minutes start now.
Given the rapid rate of modernization in the country, many Nigerians have been forced to ask the peculiar question, what is the role of traditional leaders in today's society? Good day, prestigious panel of judges, most accurate timekeeper, and of course, my ever esteemed audience. My name is Hamid Olarinwaju, and today I'm here to answer the I'm here to prove that traditional leaders have, in fact, outlived their purpose in today's society with the following points which are prepared. The first of which being the fact that the most fundamental part of a traditional leader's position is the position of ruler. He is meant to be the economic and social leader of his people. But given that all traditional leaders inside the Republic of Nigeria are no longer recognized as sovereign, their crowns have been whittled down to less than even ceremonial. Next is the fact that traditional leaders once served as the military defenders of their people. These were the people who, during times of war, acted as the shield of the people from outside attacks and the sword in retaliation when it was necessary. But now, with the advent of the Nigerian armed forces, they're no longer necessary for this task. Next is the fact that they once served as the judges of critical issues amongst their people. Things such as land disputes, theft, and sometimes even rapes and murders were sorted out by the traditional rulers. However, in today's society, with the Nigerian justice system, they're no longer needed for this as well. Another thing we need to look at is the fact that traditional leaders are meant to be the religious heads of some of the traditions that they lead. But given the fact that in today's society that 92.8% of Nigerians are either Christian or Muslims, it seems that this role is also quickly coming to an end. Another fact we need to be careful of is the fact that traditional leaders are meant to serve as peacemakers in their communities. However, in order to stay relevant, they find themselves in the middle of more trouble than they seem to solve. Keep in mind people such as the current Oluwa of Iwo that is now on suspension because he found himself in various arguments with other people. Next is the fact that traditional leaders used to be the pillar of morale and virtue in the society. But we have to realize that they lost that position long ago when they could even sell some of their own people to the British for cheap household items. Another thing we need to look at is that the traditional leaders used to be a symbol of power, near absolute power. These figures, seen as near to God himself, could not be questioned in any of their decisions. But now we have a situation by which state governors and even sometimes local government chairman can even dethrone your traditional rulers. Next is the fact that they used to serve as a symbol of cultural pride amongst the people. However, they only served as a symbol of cultural pride amongst the people because of the roles they used to fulfill. Without fulfilling these roles now, they are mere men like me and you. Finally is the fact that they used to serve that a traditional rulers with all their people moving away from their ethnic lands in search of greener pastures. What good is a king that doesn't have a kingdom? Men and women who were once tumultuous rulers no longer have subjects they can even say are underneath them. Another point is the fact that traditional leaders nowadays seem to be more concerned with issues that have nothing to do with their society. My name is Hamid Olawaji. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Hamid Olawaji. Well done. You have 20 seconds left. Lagos, let me remind you that you can watch this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We've got YouTube as well, Nigeria Info FM. Ruth Okorocha will argue that traditional rulers have not outlived their purpose. Ruth, you've got 3 minutes.
Good afternoon, moderator, adjudicators, my opponent, attentive listeners and viewers. I'm Ruth Okorocha, negating the resolution, traditional rulers have outlived their purposes. We as a country should not forget the significant roles that traditional rulers used to play, to the extent that the colonial governments could not eradicate them, but had to rule through them. And this helped them to gain experience on the type of politics and government that we are practicing today. And if the political class could learn from them, which could go back on so much backwardness that we're experiencing today, and this could be a root cause that no one is talking about. The widespread peace that we enjoy in different parts of our country can be accredited to the behind-the-scenes roles that are played by these traditional rulers in keeping our peace. Of course, people can be strong-headed, they can refuse to comply, but these are mostly when they're dealing with law enforcement agencies. Because of the respect that are accorded to these traditional rulers, they are in a better position at promoting peace. Most people say that traditional rulers have become political and are no longer interested in reserving our culture, but this is not the fact, because most of them are still determined to remain relevant in the facilitation of our cultural orientation. An example is the Oni of Ife, who visited Canada in a Nigeria-dominated area, and he came there with a trail where their cultural outfits and composure were screaming, "I'm Nigerian, you're about to be precise, and I'm proud of it." And he also mobilized people there, first of all, praising them for the peace that they've kept so far, and then urging them in his words to remember home. In addition, traditional rulers have a higher ability to respond to emergency situations prior to the failure of our law enforcement agencies. An example is the terror that happened in Lagos during the 1 million boys insurgencies. This was tackled because of the timely intervention of our traditional rulers. In my community, for example, where the police would only arrive hours after the boys had carried out their attack, these traditional rulers deployed strong vigilante group that helped to protect us. We should also not forget that the respect and trust that accorded to these traditional rulers are of no joke, and something that the political class have been unable to achieve and would not achieve in the nearest future. And this can be able to ensure compliance and also promote legitimacy and discourage political party. Speaking of political party, in Okeogun, not area of Oyo State, these people with a population of over 1 million were so inactively involved in their politics. But this year, there was a difference, because the traditional rulers mobilize the people to participate in their democracy. Traditional rulers also helps to promote to clear disputes. For example, the Nyaya Kashin clash that happened in Abuja, or the dispute that happened in Lagos between hoodlums and police in Mushi. Now, these youths, they are always trying to create stuff. They are always trying to go head to head with their police officers, and this would be very difficult. This would make things very difficult in their rehabilitation. But how many cases have you heard of hoodlums going against their traditional rulers? Because whenever the traditional rulers call on them, they are always willing to listen and obey, which would be a good thing for their rehabilitation and reformation. We should also not forget that traditional rulers had a longer tenure. In fact, they spend almost all their lifetime with the people. Therefore, they know the people more than the political leaders who spend a fixed tenure. Now, this helps them. We need this both sides, because traditional rulers can be able to access the weaknesses and strengths of the people, and then the political class can access this information in implementation and formulation of policies, so they don't give policies that are always on the bad side of the citizens, like the Naira redesign policy. Also, in the past, traditional rulers used to be mediators between the people and the ancestors, but not many of us want to speak to our ancestors these days. But we need to hold our government responsible. So they serve as a link between the people and the government to hold our government responsible. Lastly, despite the emergence of our law courts, many rural dwellers still want to go to the traditional law to settle disputes and even criminal matters, because they are more accessible and cheaper than the law courts. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right on time, too. Okay. All right, Ruth. We see you. Lagos, we're streaming live on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we're going to move on to the second round, the rebuttal round of this debate. We'll start with the motion opposer when we come back, and then we'll move to the motion supporter.
Some are calling Group B the group of death as they beg to defer Tournament of Champions. Hamid Olarinwaju is a past quarter-finalist and finalist and has only ever been beaten by champions. He wants revenge against Tanvita Kaushik and Esther Bawaji, but first, he must make it out of this group. Redemption is also calling for Ramadan Oladipo, the people's champion. Beaten in a controversial semi-final, he's here to prove that maybe he should have been in this group as an actual champion. But that title belongs to Ruth Okorocha. She beat the debater who beat Ramadan. Can she beat him too? Find out this March at the Ibek to Defer Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's now time for round two, the rebuttal round. Let's start with Ruth Okorocha, the motion opposer.
Thank you very much. First of all, you asked the question, role of traditional rulers. But I listed so many roles in my presidential rather, and those were the roles that they play, and they are still playing to this day. In your first point, you mentioned that the first, most fundamental position is that of the rulers, and now we now have a government, and we don't need them again, and they only perform ceremonial functions. Well, they also assist. The fact that they're not in the forefront doesn't mean they're not doing their roles. They're acting behind the scenes. They're acting as the foundation and pillars of the democracy and politics that we're practicing today. Secondly, you mentioned that they no longer... that there were military defenders in the past, but that's no longer necessary because we now have a strong defense system. Who says we have a strong defense system? We need the information that these traditional leaders provide to us in order to access this, our security problems in the country. Also, you mentioned that they don't no longer settle land disputes. Like, seriously, most of the land dispute issues we have in our country are settled by these traditional leaders. They are the best people to settle this traditional, this land disputes, theft, and so on. And they do that more credibly than our law courts. Thirdly, you mentioned that traditional leaders do no longer include tradition. When they say tradition, it's not about our culture. It doesn't have to be about religion. And to include our religion of data, we have some traditional that are Christian, Muslims. We go to the north, for example, we have the Mohammed Sani, so we have the Sultan of Sokoto. They have Muslims and they also promote that religion. If you come to the west, you can have, we have Christians and Muslims, traditional. So they also promote religion. It doesn't necessarily have to be the tradition that we worship the gods in those days. You also mentioned that traditional leaders are symbols near to God power. And back then, nobody checkmated. But this is not correct. Even back then, why they were still playing roles of supreme, they had checks and balances. Like, the Council of Elders could say, okay, the king, you're not doing this incorrectly. Look how it should be. The people can come up and say, KBS, we don't agree with this that you're saying. They also used to dethrone kings and rulers and of that time. Also, you say that they involved themselves in disputes. Well, giving me one example does not mean that the thousands of traditionalists we have in Nigeria involve themselves in disputes. Then you also say that they serve cultural roles, which they no longer enforce, but this is not correct. And then you also say that moving away from their lands, people move away from their lands. Well, that is why we have traditional rulers. If we don't have traditional rulers, then like the only of you who visited Canada, Nigerians in Canada will forget that they have a place called home and they come from a heritage that they need to preserve and not forget. That's why we have these traditional rulers, to remind these people that no matter where they are, they should always remember that home is always calling on them. Then lastly, you mentioned that issues have nothing to do with, they are present issues that have nothing to do with the society. But this is not correct, because most of the things that they do, most of the roles that they do are enforced and able to, are used in society. Most are related to societal issues. What roles do they play if not for the society you went the basin? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruth Okorocha. Well done. Again, let me remind you, Lagos, you can watch this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We've got YouTube as well, Nigeria Info FM. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's time to hear from Olarinwaju Hamid. Your 3 minutes start now.
All protocols duly observed. You said that the colonial government needed our traditional rulers in order to take over the country, but they didn't necessarily. They just wanted to do it in the most peaceful way possible. With the inadequacies our traditional rulers even presented back then towards our modern-day society, the British could have easily pushed them out of the way if they so felt like taking the violent route. Next, you said widespread peacekeeping or traditional rulers. Excuse me, some traditional rulers actually incite more trouble than the peace that they keep. Keep in mind that the Oba of Lagos, when Ambode was running, he threatened to throw a certain group of people into a river if they do not vote for his preferred candidacy. Why is somebody who is meant to be a father to all of the state now putting himself personally into issues affecting the state? Next is the fact that you said we can learn from the way that they resolve issues. Excuse me, some of these traditional rulers resolve issues customary way, and the customary way in some places, like the killing of twins or like cutting off of genitals in order to bring on fertility for other people, some of them still believe in all these old ways that the gods are still among us. But by us being enlightened, by now we should know that some of these things are not even possible. Next, you say keeping the culture alive. If people are already moving away with their traditional rulers already in place, how can you tell me that the traditional rulers continuing to be in place will serve as a deterrent from them moving away into the more modern society? You also said that traditional rulers, that some hoodlums have respect for their traditional rulers. This is even more of a threat, because that means that if these traditional rulers should call on these so-called hoodlums that are loyal to them, that means they will respond, and this could lead to even a rebellion within our states. Next, you said traditional rulers promote democracy. You say that as if it's all traditional rulers. Some traditional rulers meddle in democracy, but not in the hopes of promoting it. They do this so that they themselves, because they can feel themselves becoming more irrelevant as time passes, they do this in an advent to make themselves more powerful for later days and occurrences. Next, you said they serve between a link between the people and the democratic leaders. Why should a traditional ruler need to serve as a link between the people and the democratic leaders? I feel like this just shows how weak our democracy is, and that's because we keep encouraging institutions that somehow segregate the power, the central powers of our constitution. Next, you said that they settle disputes but the problem I have there is not necessarily them settling disputes. You said it's because they're cheaper. Excuse me, if something that is usually cheaper, especially here in Nigeria, is usually not better, it's better for you to go the long, arduous, and usually expensive route to get the best possible results. Another thing you said is that our traditional leaders spend longer times with our people. Yes, they do. Some traditional leaders rule for over 60 years. But yet, in the short advent of democracy we've had in Nigeria for almost like 40 years now, we have seen massive leaps in technology, infrastructure, and all other things. Traditional leaders that were battling with themselves over space, some they were even battling within themselves so they can vie for supremacy amongst their people. Are these the kind of people you're telling me that were helping their people because they were closer to them?
All right, thank you very much, Hamid Olarewaju. Well done. I love debate. Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it will be time for closing. You're listening to the Tournament of Champions. This is Group B of the I Beg to Differ Debate Tournament of Champions. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, Lagos. Don't go away.
Some are calling Group B the Group of Death as the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions. Hamid Olarewaju is a past quarterfinalist and finalist and has only ever been beaten by champions. He wants revenge against Tanvita Kaushik and Esther Bawaji, but first, he must make it out of this group. Redemption is also calling for Ramadan Oladipupo, the people's champion. Beaten in a controversial semi-final, he's here to prove that maybe he should have been in this group as an actual champion. But that title belongs to Ruth Okorocha. She beat the debater who beat Ramadan. Can she beat him too? Find out this March at the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. We've got Olarewaju Hamid here, Ruth Okorocha here as well. Olarewaju Hamid says that traditional rulers have outlived their purpose. However, Ruth says they haven't. Now, Olarewaju has 3 minutes to close his arguments. They start now.
In the course of the... To close up my argument, I'd like to finish by stating some points I might have missed out the first time. The first being the fact that since the advent of having traditional rulers, more effective ways of running government have since emerged, such as democracies and even some forms of oligarchy and autocracies. But that is not to say that traditional rulers have since become outdated, especially now in our modern times, that they themselves are starting to see the writing on the wall. You have some traditional rulers that when Nigeria was founded, that their offices were merged together. What is the merging together of an office? You should just remove it altogether. You're disgracing the cultures of these peoples, which these rulers were once matriarchs and patriarchs of. Speaking of cultures, if traditional rulers have to stay to show that cultures are still valid, then I'm sorry to say, but those cultures are already going to be lost to these sands of time, like a lot of cultures that came before them. Another thing you said is a traditional, but let me move on to some of the rebuttals that you made. You said that their roles are not necessarily ceremonial. Well, it's true that traditional rulers sometimes act as filling rulers amongst their people, such as community leaders. Well, these community leaders, they don't have any real power. Sure, aside from saying that, maybe we should paint the grass here, or we should plant more flowers here to make our community look nicer, they don't necessarily have any actual power behind their offices. Another thing is the fact that you said that traditional rulers still settle land disputes. Traditional rulers have been linked to some of the families that have been in that land for generations. Given the fact that Nigeria is an expanding economy, we don't need people who will be giving lands back to the people who they know their forefathers originally owned those lands. We need a central government who will be fair and precise in their measurements. If that the person who owns the land does not have any real use for it, why are we allowing them to keep it? Then you said that traditional rulers were kept at bay by checks and balances. Excuse me, men and women seen as to be holy men and women, people that were seen as almost godlike within their countries, people who revolted against them. The moment they were caught in that revolt, they were gone. Next, I'd like to say the fact that they used to be a symbol of pride amongst the cultures they used to represent, but this was only due to the fact of the roles they used to fulfill. Due to the fact they no longer fulfill those roles and purposes, what's the point of having traditional rulers now? Next thing I'd like to point out is the fact that he said they do not meddle in issues that have nothing to do with them. They do. Some issues are currently going on. You have to remember, why is somebody who was in the position to run to become the emir or Kanu running the Central Bank of Nigeria? These are people, sure, you could say that the experience that they've garnered growing up in a household of a monarch will be necessary in such positions, but you can also see where this will quickly go wrong, where corruption will come into play. In Nigeria, in a country that even in a democracy, we don't trust the amounts of the lack of corruption that we claim we have, is now under where few people hold power. You now want to tell me that this will be a more efficient way of running a country? It's clearly not so. Also, you said that traditional leaders are Christians and Muslims. You yourself, listen to it. How can we have...
Thank you very much, Hamid Olarewaju, and well done. Yes, the bell always catches Olarewaju. Can I call you Landry? All right, I can call you Landry. Ruth, we've got 3 minutes for you to close. Those 3 minutes start now.
Well, because of time, I want to give my closing argument before I rebut some of his points. So creating organizations like the Council of Traditional Rulers in Nigeria helps to facilitate unity. During one of the emergency meetings that he had in November 2020, the Sultan of Sokoto, during giving his opening remark, he said that from sitting up there, I recognize our sitting position. We are mixed. It's not a North, East, West, South something. It's not a Christian, Muslim or whatever. And this is how we want Nigeria to be. He also urged politicians to emulate this behavior. When discussing issues of political and national interest, they are usually apolitical because they don't belong to political parties or groups that are politically sponsored, which usually are blunt, fair, and when they are giving their disposition or their ideas. And also, we can have traditional rulers as a backup plan because our government is always failing us. And whenever they do this, we can always rely on the traditional system. And because whenever the fathers call, they'll listen. And also, traditional rulers help to promote the uniqueness in our diversity while still promoting unity. So they say to us, primarily, we are Nigerians and we have to act as one. But secondly, we all have lineages that we must not forget and we must preserve. And these people, the way they carved on their head have different designs, so are the ethnicity that they preserve. Lastly, of course, in Nigeria, we have so many issues. We have economic issues, political issues, but at least we have more sane people in Nigeria than the United States. And when I'm talking about sane, I'm talking about mad people on the streets. I'm talking about morality. So a 14-year-old could do something in America that if a 30-year-old does in Nigeria, because it's wrong, that person would get criticized. And this is a very good thing that traditional lawyers have been able to inculcate into us, that even if we don't have so much things to be proud about, we can easily win any argument that says Nigeria is a better place to raise a kid than the United States. With my time left, I'm going to rebut some of the point that you made. Now, the second to the last rebuttal that you gave, you said, why would a traditional lawyer go on to become the central bank governor? You're talking about Mohammed Sanusi. Well, he was a central bank governor before he became a traditional lawyer. And because they are traditional lawyers, does not mean they're not allowed to have different experiences. It's allowed, that is very good in their role, so they're able to know the people more and see the development, so they don't become like primitive, so the people can then influence them. Rather, they'll be the ones that will be in charge of whatever the people are doing. And also, you mentioned that their roles are not in the constitution. Well, the roles of your parents are also not in the constitution, but they have to lead them because it's necessary. So being not in the constitution does not mean that they cannot effect, they cannot bring it to realization. And also, we also have in the constitution things that be able to check the activities of these people. Like you mentioned, the Oba of Lagos example that you gave. In the north, for example, the Emir of Kano was dethroned because of his behavior. That means you can check men, the way they do something wrong, you can be able to check what they are doing. And also, you mentioned the killing of twins. Well, they say culture is dynamic. That means you can upgrade our culture. We can change some things. So killing of twins no longer exists in Nigeria as we speak right now. So nobody's killing twins. Then you also mentioned that they don't resolve issues. Well, you said that we should learn from the way they resolve it. Well, I never said that. I say that they are an alternative for resolving issues. And then you mentioned that people move away. If this wants to preserve our tradition, why do they move away? Well, they're moving to other parts of the world to better their standard of living, not because they are running away from their culture. They still have their culture at heart, but they are moving away to better their standard of living. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruth Okorocha. Well done. All right, then. Lagos, go ahead and watch. You had 18 seconds left, so that was great time. That was great time management on your part. Oh my, I'm having such a great time. Lagos, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll see if we have results ready. These results will tell us if there's a draw, if there's a clear winner. It will also let us know who is going to have to wait to see what happens next week between Hamid Olarinwaju and Ramadan Oladipo. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Are you a business owner who's looking to boost sales? Check out Paystack Terminal. Paystack Terminal is a POS that helps you accept payments in multiple ways, including ATM cards, bank transfers, and USSD. Additionally, you can track sales in real time on your phone, even if you have multiple terminals in multiple stores. Paystack Terminal also comes with a global SIM card and fast Wi-Fi, so you never have to say the words, no network, and your customers never have to wait to confirm payments. What's more, you can connect Terminal to your existing POS systems, split your payouts into multiple bank accounts, do easy end-of-day accounting, and so much more. Paystack Terminal is the smart choice for ambitious businesses of all sizes. Visit paystack.com/beg-to-differ to get yours. Again, that's paystack.com/beg-to-differ.
Some are calling Group B the group of death as their beg-to-differ tournament of champions. Hamid Olarinwaju is a past quarter-finalist and finalist and has only ever been beaten by champions. He wants revenge against Tanvita Kaushik and Esther Bawaji, but first, he must make it out of this group. Redemption is also calling for Ramadan Oladipo, the people's champion. Beaten in a controversial semi-final, he's here to prove that maybe he should have been in this group as an actual champion. But that title belongs to Ruth Okorocha. She beat the debater who beat Ramadan. Can she beat him too? Find out this March at the Ibek to Differ Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and this has been a debate and a half. The judges have collated the results. They've handed it over to me. Let's see who has won or if this was a draw. In round one, presentation. Lanre Hamid scored 77. Ruth Okorocha scored 133. For presentation style, Lanre and Ruth tie at 33. In the rebuttal round, Landry scores 75, Ruth scores 91. For rebuttal style, Landry and Ruth, well, there's no tie there. So Landry scores 34 and Ruth scores 30. In the closing round, Landry scores 87, Ruth scores 83. For closing style, Landry scores 30, Ruth scores 22. And so with a total of 372-336, Ruth Okorocha wins this round. Ruth, this means that you're still in the Tournament of Champions. Congratulations. Well done. You too, Hamid. This is not the end for you. You're going to have one more chance to qualify for the quarterfinal when you face Ramadan Oladipo next week, Tuesday. If you win that match, all three of you will be tied on wins. And the group will be decided by points scored in each debate. The top two will go through. But if you lose that debate, Hamid, you will be eliminated, with Ramadan winning the group and Ruth coming second. So good luck next week. You and Ramadan will receive your topic this evening. Congratulations. Well done. Thank you for giving us a fantastic debate. Both of you, this was beautiful.